The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Is chocolate still sweet, or has the taste of chocolate changed as the cost of ingredients goes up? I'm joined on the line by Tara Gartland, who is owner of Tara Gartland Chocolate, and Tara is also a pastry chef. Hello, Tara.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. This has been a topic that has been hotly debated and contested amongst my colleagues here. Has the taste of chocolate changed? What's the answer?
So there's two things. What we remember, nostalgia plays a big part. So what we thought we ate as an 8-year-old or a 10-year-old versus maybe a 30-something or more now, your memory messes with that slightly as well, but also your palate develops. Kids have a higher tolerance for sugar. Like what we would eat now, we'd go, oh my God, that's very sugary, very sweet. But also the recipes for your favorite chocolate bars have changed as well. So there's two aspects of that in that would be affecting your memory of the chocolate that we used to love.
Yeah, but there's a lot of chocolate flavored stuff around, Tara. You know, things that were chocolate are now chocolate flavored, and that's, you know, we're suspicious there,
that
right?
That was a big scandal in my world where like, maybe well over a year and a half, maybe 2 years now, all the people in my industry have been talking about that. And other people are like, what? And I'm like, yeah, that's not even legally chocolate anymore. If it's chocolate flavored, it's because it doesn't have sufficient cocoa solids. So do you know when you're browsing through the chocolate section in your favorite supermarket, you'll see like a percentage of like 43, 60. That indicates the amount of cocoa solids. And then you're also looking for cocoa butter. And this is a big thing for me. Cocoa butter is the thing that gets you that melt on the tongue, melts in your mouth and is really smooth. Whereas a lot of cocoa butter is being replaced with palm oil or vegetable fats, and they don't melt at body temperature the same way cocoa butter does. So cocoa butter is being replaced or reduced, and in its place you're getting palm oil or vegetable oil.
So we're looking for two things there, according to what you said. Cocoa butter and cocoa solids. Is that right? When we're looking at the ingredient list, if we have the time. Otherwise, we're just buying it, tasting it and being either disappointed or pleasantly surprised. Yeah. But are we saying then that our memory is tricking us into thinking things taste differently, or there is an element of they do actually taste differently? Because
they do taste differently.
Yeah,
their palate changes completely. Yeah, but some people, their palate changes completely. Like I think every few years you could go back and taste something and go, oh, I hated that a few years ago. Now you love it. It's just humans, we keep changing as we grow older, but chocolate very much has changed. I know some people have not noticed any change at all. And I know other people are horrified when they buy an Easter egg or a chocolate bar that they used to love and look forward to every year. So there is a big change. But when you are shopping, I would recommend that you look for, you'll actually see it. They are legally required to say it may contain, no, not contains additional vegetable fats. So if you see that they've exceeded, let's say, the legal minimal limit, so you don't want to see that. You want to see contains cocoa butter, like you don't want to see the addition of vegetable fats.
And this is all sorry to cut across you, Tara, but this is all due to the increasing cost of cocoa butter and cocoa solids.
Yeah. Well, cocoa butter is an extremely valuable commodity because it's also in a lot of cosmetic products. So like lip balms, body lotions and stuff, because cocoa butter melts at human body temp, which is what gives us that lovely mouthfeel. It melts on your tongue and is so delicious, but also is good for your skin and hair and has many other effects. So it's extra valuable to the beauty industry. So it's being taken there. But also the last few years have been really low yield. There's been lots of drought and disease in the countries that grow our cocoa. So we don't grow cocoa in Ireland or England or even Germany. It requires a certain climate. So if, like wine, you know, if there's a bad yield, they don't have enough cocoa for everyone. So the cost of it goes up. And then you end up with large companies who don't want to increase their prices, or maybe do, and they perhaps go the route of shrinkflation, or they have to start bulking out their chocolate with cheaper products like sugar. Oftentimes, if you see sugar is the first ingredient, that's a start to red flag. If it's just a basic chocolate bar, you don't want to see sugar as your first ingredient.
And listen, we're just over a week out now from Easter Sunday. Are you still making Easter eggs?
I am still making Easter eggs. what has happened now is a few people maybe have eaten their Easter egg and I have now ordered a new one. So it's a great problem for me to have now, but I'm on the home stretch, which is why I couldn't be in studio with you today, because it is just Easter egg central.
Right. Well, good. I'm glad to hear it. And they will be of supreme quality. We know that when we come to expect it from Tara Gartland. Yeah. Thank you so much for being with us. Tara Gartland Chocolate. Have you eaten your Easter egg? Admit it this morning. It's Friday. We won't tell anybody else. WhatsApp us 087 1400 106, which reminds me I need to take them out of the boot of the car.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.